Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back everybody, another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and as Lord Gates told you, we start the show up in the irons, Iron Maiden. Well, most of the time, we up the irons to start the show, but we are definitely doing it for these last few weeks. We're celebrating the anniversary of Killers, Iron Maiden's second album, which was released February 2nd, 1981, so just this past weekend, celebrating a huge anniversary, and we gave you a track called Another Life, which is one of those deep cuts off of Killers. And I've mentioned this before on the show. Killers is one of my all-time favorite Iron Maiden albums. Definitely top five. Maybe even top three. All right. So we got a big show for you guys this week. We've got some albums celebrating anniversaries. We're going to have a From the Road Tour Archives block this week. And we've got some new stuff for you, too. This right here from a band out of L.A., called The Cimmerian, and they just dropped a new record on January 10th called An Age Undreamed Of. The Cimmerian, excuse me, I mispronounced it, my bad. The Cimmerian, this is Black Coast Tigress. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go. Three new tracks from three killer albums that are already out, ready for you to purchase. That right there was a band out of Finland called Tormentor Tyrant. And on January 24th, they released their debut full-length Excessive Escalation of Cruelty through Everlasting Spew Records. Fantastic stuff. We gave you a track right there called Cosmic Wild Hunt. Tormentor Tyrant from Finland. Before that, we gave you a band called Impurity. I did lie. This record isn't out yet. Comes out in March. Impurity is the name of the band from Sweden. Their new record, The Eternal Sleep, is out March 7th through Hammerheart Records. We gave you the lead single, though, that is out, called Morningside. Again, Impurity from Sweden. And starting off the block, The Cimmerian, An Age Undreamed Of, is the name of the new record. It came out on January 10th. One of the first great records of 2025, we gave you the track Black Coast Tigress. All right. So let's go now into a segment that I have dubbed the On the Road Archives. So this was something that the Candyman and I came up with when he went off to college. I needed some new segments. I wanted to change up things a little bit. And he said, well, why don't you, you know, go back through all of the shows you've been to and play blocks of music from the bands that played those shows. And I thought that was a great idea. And then earlier this week, I was listening to some classic death. And I thought to myself, man, the Candyman's never going to get to see this band live. And I know there's like the Death Tribute Act that's around and whatever, but like there's a couple of them actually. But he's never going to get to see, you know, Chuck and Death. And I thought back to the one time, the one and only time I got to see Death live was 1998. I believe it was the Sound of Perseverance tour. They played a tiny little club in Manhattan in New York City called Coney Island High. I loved Coney Island High. Saw a ton of great shows there. metal and hardcore shows. And when you're old like me, I'll be 50 this year, I'll admit it. When you're old and you've been to hundreds and hundreds of shows and you've seen literally thousands and thousands of musical performances, sometimes shows kind of meld in your brain and you forget which bands played which shows. So I went back and looked because I was there and I remember it. But for some reason, I had kind of forgotten at least one of the bands that opened that show, and I may have been outside during their set. Not going to lie, because I wasn't a huge fan then, and I'm not a huge fan now. But there were three bands on that bill, and we'll start with one of the bands that I do remember opening this, because I was absolutely there for their set. They were on this show. I think they were just on a handful of shows in the Northeast, because they're from Massachusetts. The band is Shadows Fall. And they had just put a record out in 1997, the end of 97, called Somber Eyes to the Sky, which came out through Lifeless Records. So we're going to give you this show that I was at in 1998 in order of how the bands took the stage. And we'll start with Shadows Fall. It's a track called Eternal. It's Meldad Radio.
number four.
Metal Dad Radio. And that right there was the show from Coney Island High in 1998. Death, the Philosopher, is the name of that track. Of course, that comes off their Individual Thought Patterns record from 93. If I'm not mistaken, they opened the show with that song, with the Philosopher. And if they didn't, they should have. But that is what my old man memory tells me from 27 years ago. Before that, Hammerfall. And I kind of forgot that they were on this show because I wasn't a Hammerfall fan. They were on the same label. They were both on Nuclear Blast. And labels still do this sometimes, but they really did it back in the day where they would just take bands, especially one from Europe, and match it up with a band from the States. And then they would tour together. And hence, that's what happened here. Hammerfall from Sweden. They had put out a record in 1997 and were about to put out another record in 98 called Legacy of Kings. And we gave you a track off of that record called Let the Hammer Fall. Get it? Yeah. And before that, Shadows Fall, who had put out a record at the end of 1997 called Somber Eyes to the Sky on Lifeless Records. And again, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't know if Shadows Fall was like on the whole tour. I don't think they were. They were probably like the regional opener because they were from the Boston area. We gave you the track Eternal off of Somber Eyes to the Sky. All right, so there you go. And we're going to send that block out to the Candyman because he'll never get to see death, unfortunately. And that's just sad. All right, so, but I'm also going to send this next song out to the Candyman because when we talk about death metal, I think we would both put this band somewhere like in our top five all-time favorite death metal bands. For me, they might even be like top three. But Bolt Thrower has a record celebrating anniversary this week. Warmaster was released on February 4th, 1991 through Earache Records. Let's give you a track off this right now. What Dwells Within. It's Bolt Thrower. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Force,
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three albums celebrating anniversaries this week, including one from Metal Church. Blessing in Disguise was the name of the record released on February 7th, 1989 through Elektra Records. Some major label metal there for you from Metal Church. We gave you the track of Unsound Mind. Before that, Paradise Lost on February 5th, 1990 released their debut record Lost Paradise through Peaceville Records. We gave you the track Breeding Fear. And before that, starting off the block, Bolt Thrower on February 4th, 1991 released their War Master record, which I think is just a completely underrated record, released through Earache. And we gave you the track What Dwells Within. All right. Time for us to finish off this show now. The way we always do is a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. Let's go back to the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath album for this one. This is Looking for Today. Until next week, kids.